Section 13. How to prepare for your driver license. Written knowledge test. The primary purpose of a written knowledge test is to ensure you have the information needed to drive safely. The written knowledge test measures a sample of what you know, but it shows you have a basic understanding of Utah laws and safe driving practices. The questions are based on the information provided in this handbook. The written knowledge test is not timed, but generally takes 30 to 35 minutes to finish, and you must pass with a score of 80% or better. You may visit any driver license office by scheduling an appointment at dld.utah.gov. Passing the written knowledge test. If you pass the written knowledge test, you are eligible to take the driving skills test. After you pass the written knowledge test and receive your learner permit, you may make an appointment to take the driving skills test at the same office where you received your learner permit. You must pass the eye, written knowledge and the driving skills test to receive your driver license certificate. Failing the written knowledge test. If you fail the written knowledge test, you should study the driver handbook further and retake the test. You may take the written knowledge test twice in one day, and failure to pass the written knowledge test in three attempts will result in having to pay another fee. Driving skills test. The examiner may require you to demonstrate your driving ability. If so, you must provide the vehicle to be used. It must be properly registered and comply with vehicle safety laws, including functioning safety belts. The vehicle may be rejected if its condition could cause harm to the examiner's person or clothes. The license applicant and the driver license examiner are the only occupants allowed in the vehicle during the driving skills test. In addition to road rules and regulations, you will be evaluated on the use of proper driving techniques and other important elements of safe driving, such as your general behavior and attitude. During the driving skills test, the driver license examiner will drive you over a test route that may have a variety of traffic situations. You will be asked to follow the directions of the examiner, who will be scoring you on specific driving maneuvers. You will not be asked to do anything that is against the law. You may be judged on driving posture, observance of traffic signs and signals, left and right turns, proper use of lanes, backing, starting and stopping, U-turns, attention at intersections, steering, parking on hills and between vehicles, coordination, three-point turns, and parallel parking. If you fail the driving skills test, you will be expected to practice before taking another test. You may only take one driving skills test in a day and may have to wait several days or weeks before attempting additional tests. The failure to pass the driving skills test in three attempts will result in having to pay another fee, two attempts for CDL. All tests must be completed within 6 months from the day you pay your fee. Any person may be asked to complete additional testing if the examiner feels the applicant's ability to drive may be in question. Note. Driving skills tests, including motorcycle skills tests, are given by appointment only. Schedule a driving skills test, or motorcycle skills test, appointment by visiting our website at dld.utah.gov. Prepare for your driving skills test. To be successful on your driving skills test, it is recommended that you practice with a parent, guardian, or friend, who is properly licensed and over the age of 21. Practice driving in low-traveled, residential areas until you are confident you can drive in other types of traffic situations, such as urban area and expressways. For a video presentation of the driving skills test, check out our video at youtube.com/watch?v=r2cmtbpqfo. Prior to taking the driving skills test, you should have made an appointment for your test. When arriving at the office for your scheduled time, present to the driver license examiner your learner permit, valid vehicle registration, insurance, and a valid driver license of the person, who is at least 21 years of age, or a parent, guardian, or spouse who is at least 18 years of age, accompanying you to the driver license office. Driving maneuvers. Turns. You have been asked to make a turn. As you approach the turn, check traffic in all directions, use the correct turn signal, brake smoothly and evenly, safely get into the correct lane needed for the turn. If you must stop before making the turn because of traffic, signal, or signs, smoothly come to a complete stop without skidding behind the stop line, crosswalk, or stop sign. A safe gap when stopping behind another vehicle is to stop where you can see the rear tires of the vehicle ahead of you. Keep the front wheels aimed straight ahead. When ready to turn, Check traffic in all directions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel during the turn. Maintain smooth, even acceleration and yield to pedestrians and other traffic. Keep checking your mirror to make sure the vehicle does not hit anything on the inside of the turn. Do not move into oncoming traffic or drive over the curb. Keep the vehicle in the proper lane. After turn. Make sure you finish completing the turn in the correct lane and that your turn signal has canceled. Accelerate to the speed of traffic. Use your turn signal. Check your blind spots by looking over your shoulder. Head check. Check your mirrors and move into the rightmost lane when it is safe to do so, if not already there. Intersections. As you approach an intersection, check traffic thoroughly in all directions. Brake smoothly and evenly and maintain lane position. When stopping at an intersection, come to a complete stop behind any stop signs, signals, sidewalks, or stop lines. If stopping behind another vehicle, maintain a safe gap. You should be able to see the rear tires of the vehicle ahead of you. Driving through an intersection. Check traffic thoroughly in all directions. Keep both hands on the wheel and slow down and yield to any pedestrians or traffic in the intersection. Do not change lanes while proceeding through the intersection. Once through the intersection, continue checking mirrors and traffic behind you. Accelerate smoothly. If there are multiple lanes of traffic, accelerate to the speed of traffic, use your turn signal, check your blind spots by looking over your shoulder, head check. Check your mirrors and move into the rightmost lane when it is safe to do so, if not already there. Lane changes. During multiple lane portions of the test, you will be asked to change lanes to the left, and then back to the right. You should make the necessary traffic checks first by looking in your mirrors and checking your blind spots by looking over your shoulder. Head check. Make sure you use the correct turn signal and smoothly change lanes when it is safe to do so. Cancel your turn signal upon completion and check traffic. Traffic signs. During the driving skills test, you will be asked to identify a number of traffic signs. They can be located anywhere on the driving skills test. If the examiner asks you what road sign you just passed, you should be able to tell the examiner. General driving. Proper braking. Do not brake harshly, but rather smoothly using steady pressure. Come to a complete stop at traffic signs and signals. Proper steering. Keep both hands on the outside of the steering wheel at all times unless using other controls. Once you have completed using other controls, return both hands to the steering wheel. All methods of steering are acceptable, for example, hand over hand and push, pull, as long as both hands are on the outside of the wheel. Proper lane usage. Do not put vehicle over curbs, sidewalks, or lane markings. Complete a turn in the proper lane on a multiple lane road. Vehicle should finish a left turn in the leftmost lane, the one directly to the right of the centerline. Finish a right turn in the rightmost, curb, lane. Move to or remain in the rightmost lane unless lane is blocked. Do not attempt lane changes at intersections. Regular traffic checks, head checks. Check traffic and mirrors regularly. Check traffic and mirrors before, while in and after an intersection, turn or lane change. Watch for hazards by searching left and right at intersections, driveways, store entrances, railroad tracks, or any other areas where traffic intersects. Scan and check traffic in high-volume areas and areas where pedestrians are expected to be present. Check traffic by looking over your shoulder, head check, when necessary, for example, lane change, merging. Use of turn signals. Use turn signals when required. Do not signal too early or too late. Cancel turn signals upon completion of a turn or lane change. Stopping at stop line, crosswalk, or gap. When stopping at a stop sign or traffic signal, do not stop over marked stop line, pedestrian crosswalk, sidewalk, or other marker. Do not stop vehicle in the intersection. When stopping behind another vehicle, make sure you can see the rear wheels of the vehicle in front of you. Parallel parking. When initiating a parallel park, find a parking space. Check traffic, signal, and head check. Pull up parallel to the vehicle you are parking behind. When traffic is clear, shift to reverse and look to the rear. Back slowly while turning the steering wheel quickly. Continue backing until your front bumper is in line with the rear bumper of the vehicle you are parking behind. Keep backing slowly while turning the steering wheel rapidly. Center your vehicle in the space and stop before touching the bumper of the vehicle behind you. Shift to drive and adjust your position in the space. The vehicle should be no more than 12 inches from the curb. When exiting, check traffic and apply the brake. Shift to reverse and back up close to the vehicle parked behind you. Check for traffic and signal. Shift to drive and move forward slowly. Steer out into the lane. Make sure that the front bumper of your vehicle will clear the vehicle ahead. If not, shift to reverse and adjust. Move into the traffic lane when the doorpost of your vehicle clears the rear bumper of the vehicle ahead of you. Dangerous actions, automatic failures. If any of the following errors occur during the driving skills test, the test will result in automatic failure. If you receive a traffic citation for a moving violation, disobey signs or signals, speed, roll through stops, or ignore traffic laws. If you do not yield to pedestrians or other roadway users. If you are involved in an avoidable crash or if your vehicle has physical contact with other vehicles, objects or pedestrians. If you commit any unsafe act or if another driver is forced to take evasive action in order to prevent a crash. If you put the vehicle over sidewalks or curbs unnecessarily. If the examiner has to take control of the vehicle. What to expect? You can expect to be treated with respect, fairness, and courtesy during the entire examination process. If you were not treated in this manner, please contact the office supervisor. At the end of the driving skills test, the examiner will discuss the results of the test and provide recommendations for possible improvement. The driving skills test for the regular Class D driver license is the same for all drivers regardless of age. An adult driver takes the same type of driving test as a teenager driver. A driver with a physical and/or mental condition may take additional tests to determine their ability to drive safely. Remember, the examiner will ride with you only to make sure that you can drive safely and obey traffic laws. Your driving skills test will last about 20 minutes and will consist of basic maneuvers mentioned above. If you have any questions, please ask the examiner before your driving skills test begins. During the test, the examiner will ask you questions or give your directions, but he, she will not engage in general conversation. We want you to pass your driving skills test. Study this handbook, relax and do your best. Safe driving tips. Practice these tips to improve your driving skills. Steer smoothly at all times with both hands on the outside of the wheel. May use hand overhand or push and pull method. Accelerate smoothly. Don't race the engine or make it stall. Stop the vehicle gently. Start braking well ahead of where you must stop to avoid sudden jerks. Know where to stop. Be aware of crosswalks. If your view is blocked at a crosswalk, move forward carefully and look both ways before entering the intersection. Be sure your vehicle is in the correct gear. Don't grind the gears. Don't coast to a stop. Always obey the posted speed limits. If needed, reduce your speed to adjust for existing weather, road, and other traffic conditions. Follow at a safe distance. Use the 2-second rule. Increase your following distance in bad weather or poor visibility. Know what the traffic signals mean and obey them at all times. Always use the proper lane. Turn from the correct lane into the correct lane. Signal for all lane changes and turns. Always look for potential hazards, scan, check your mirrors frequently. Always look over the proper shoulder before making lane changes, pulling away from the curb, or making turns. Drive defensively. Anticipate another driver's errors. Test vehicle requirements. You must provide the vehicle for your driving skills test. You must ensure the vehicle is registered, clean and free of unnecessary debris and odor, and safe to drive. To avoid having to reschedule your driving skills test, please ensure that your vehicle has 2 license plates. The rear plate must show current registration. Both front and back turn signal lights and working brake lights. A working horn designed for the vehicle. Tires with no bald spots. Adequate brake pressure, You may be asked to step on the brake pedal to see if it works properly. A driver's side window that rolls down. A windshield that allows a full unobstructed field of vision. Two rear view mirrors, one must be on the outside, to the driver's left. Driver and front passenger doors that open from both the inside and outside. A passenger seat permanently attached to the vehicle. Working safety belts. Working emergency, parking brake. Learning to drive safely does not end with your driving skills test. Your driver license means you have met the driving test requirements. However, in everyday driving you will have to deal with many situations and problems you did not encounter on the test. The best way to deal with unexpected situations is to always use the safe driving habits and the responsible and courteous attitude you demonstrated on your test. Good luck.